Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'll be starting in a minute or two. I'm waiting for one guy from New York who's, when I spoke to him a few minutes ago, he was just walking back to a block away from his house.
Okay.
Are you hearing that static, Eric?
What static?
I'm hearing some noises come on the conference call, so I'll change the controls. Okay. I'll change the controls when he comes online, so we won't be bothered by them.
Okay. Topic today?
I never know in the Zohar classes. I read the next section of the Zohar.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. So it's section 7 of the Parsha of the Mini.
I assume you grant
Elohim. And, yeah, I will. And Elohim created the big crocodiles.
Pardon me?
I'll explain it in a minute.
Okay. Here's Hot Jones.
Let me get started. In order to ask a question, Eric, you'll need to press *6 on your telephone. And then after you ask the question and I acknowledge that I've heard it, press *6 again so you remute your phone and we won't be getting any static on the recording real quick. You want to try it now just to see? Press *6 and make sure I can hear you. Pressing it one more time, I didn't hear you. Eric, I reconnected the controls, so try just speaking out and asking, you know, talking to me right now.
Okay. Well, I have a mute button, so *6 is the same thing as what I was saying before.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. So, yeah, because when you muted your phone, I wasn't able to hear any static. So let's continue to do that. I'm going to start. We're reading from the Parsha of Shmini, from the Zohar section 7. The title of that section is, "And Elohim created the great crocodiles," starting with verse 76. Eric, since this is the first time you're on, what I do is read the Aramaic and then an English translation, and if I feel it's needed or appropriate, I'll make some commentary as well.
Okay.
But which is the Bina, as it is written, let the earth bring forth living creatures. This is the soul of the first man, whom it drew into itself. That Muz is the living creature, which is Bina, which swarms and delivers to all the mountains, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet above, and below to the Zeronpin and Malchut. The earth brings forth is Malchut, which brings forth the soul of the first man from the living creature that moves, which is Bina, which the waters brought forth abundantly, is the Chasidim of that supernal river, which is Bina, which issues from Eden, which is Chachmah, and waters that tree, which is Zeronpin, so that it may spread its roots over all and provide food for all. This verse in the Zohar is giving you code words from the creation story. It's a little confusing because it describes Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, three of the Sefirot, the upper, well, the top triangle of the lower seven. Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet is describing as the great crocodiles. It's describing it as the fathers. But typically, the fathers are Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The great crocodiles are the negative side. There are three of them as well. There's a chesed of the negative side as well. And that's what becomes confusing when you read this verse in the straight English, because it's talking about chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, but not creating any difference and saying there's a negative chesed and a positive chesed. But that's the understanding of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Because the tree of knowledge, good and evil, is the seven lower sephirot, but there's both aspects in each of the sephirot. There's the positive and the negative in each. And this is why our world is so confusing, because there's negativity and positivity attached to each. Verse 78. Da Amar v'chaya v'charomeshet, da hu David, malkat iktiv be'lo amut ki achya, v'gomer v'et kol of kanaf, l'minehu ilein, kol inun malakim, kadishim demishtach, the Kadsha Shema de Marechon, the call Yoma, the Yoma, Dicti Behu Sheshkenafaim, Sheshkenafaim, the Had, Umin Chom Tasim, the Almal Mebad Reuta de Marechon, Paul Had the Had. Kad kachaze amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'day kach l'chai Ravya, la'i chaze al balana, kamei beidele atar. Excuse me. Ila'a yistelak. There is another interpretation of the verse, the living creature that moves. It refers to King David, namely to Malchut, for it is written of him, I shall not die, but live, a verse from Psalms. And every winged bird after its kind, one of the verses, part of the same verse we were talking about earlier in Bereshit, in Genesis. These are all those holy angels whose function it is to sanctify the name of their master every day. It is written, each one has six wings with which to fly over the world to perform their master's will. His errands, each one is as is worthy. Rabbi Yehuda said, assuredly this is too much for a boy to know. But I foresee that he will be raised to eminency. I need to explain that this last sentence in the verse is talking about the boy, and earlier in the section of Shemini, a boy is introduced into the discussion. So it's referring to that boy who is doing these teachings. And these spiritual teachings, these are very profound teachings. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a child shouldn't have this knowledge. But he's saying this child it's okay to have. Now what this is really saying in the Zohar, we all heard these statements that you're not to study Kabbalah till you're the age of 40, till you're married, and all these other limitations on the study of Kabbalah. And this verse in the Zohar is really telling you it's appropriate for those people to study who do choose to study, no matter what age or what marital condition or what other conditions. Now, the other parts of this verse is talking about birds, but it's really referring to angels. So it's using the physical word bird to describe angels. Angels have a task. Each angel is given a task. But when we speak the name of an angel like Michael or Gabriel or Uriel, those are really races of angels. Just like there's a human race, there's millions of components, millions of people, millions of angels who make up the race of Michael, the race of angels called Michael, and so forth. And this is all being explained because these angels, which are these birds, are connected to the physical world. This verse is describing that race of angels, which elsewhere is called the Tali. In the Sefer Yetzirah, it's referred to as the Tali. And I have a lot of classes on those aspects. Verse 79. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, v'day v'chachaya haromeshet, Da hi chaya ila'a al kolau deha achara eret karaye gera hakadiktiv v'choy v'haof yere be'aretz v'eretz v'day v'la b'mayim deha ha'hu nahar nagid v'nafik Vishke Vila Peruda Adhahu Atardi Grey Eretz Umita Man Ketivu Misham Iparad Vigomer Viha Of Vihahu Of Vihai Eretz Dalyan Vihat Shakyan Vidahu Dikiv V'ha'of yerev v'aretz Amu v'yazlu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nishtatach l'chai Ravya Imana v'kol had V'chad lema Miladi oraita. Rabbi Yitzhak said, assuredly the living creature that moves is the supernal creature which is above all, which is Bina. For the other one, which is Malchut, is called Earth in the scripture, as it is written, and let birds multiply in the earth. Surely it is in the earth, which is Malchut, and not in the water, which are the chasadim of the Bina. For that river, which is Bina, issues and comes out and waters without being divided up to that place called Earth, which is Malchut. From there down it is written, and from thence it was parted. For there are the divided worlds, the birds which are the secret of angels that are from the world of separation, depend upon that earth, which is Malchut, and are watered by it. As it is written, let the birds multiply in the earth. Then they rose and went on their way. And Rabbi Yehuda said, let us take this boy into our company and let each of us say words of the Torah. That's the end of section 7. This last verse in the section is explaining that the phrase in the creation story, creating of birds, and let birds multiply in the earth, that phraseology is actually referring to the angels, as well as on a physical level to birds in the world, in the physical world. But it's explaining, this verse is explaining that there are angels, the Tali, this race of angels called the Tali, that need to live off of the sustenance of the physical world. Bina, the energy store, the Sephirah that's in the upper levels, feeds through its light and its fulfillment of desires all of the creation, all the different worlds, all the different levels, including Malchut. But in our physical world, which is a world of separation, our world is separate from other worlds. Our world is separate from other dimensions. That is not true in the next level up, in the higher worlds. There, in the higher worlds, the world above, worlds above us, there are these, all of these different separated worlds in, and dimensions in our frame are unified in, and you move easily between them in the spiritual level. And that's part of what we teach in the Sefer Yetzirah course. Does anybody have any questions?
No, not so far.
Okay. As you can see, we just do 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at the most every day. Sometimes it's this kind of material, and sometimes it's different aspects, but we're all reading from the holiness of the Zohar. And that's why I recommended that you join us and as often as you can.
Okay.
So you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.